Help him!
What?
Help him! Help him!
Help who?
Help the bombardier!
I'm the bombardier. I'm all right.
And help him! Help him!
Snowden.
What did he say?
He said Snowden.
Snowden.
Dead.
Snowden?
Why is he talking to a dead man? Oh, he's Captain Yossarian.
So?
He's crazy.
Who's that, son?
I do.
Why? Just because I said I hate that son of a bitch over there?
Who?
He hates Colonel Cathcart.
I didn't ask you, Orr. Colonel Cathcart isn't even here.
Who said anything about Colonel Cathcart?
Colonel Cord isn't here either.
Who said anything about Colonel Cord?
What son of a bitch do you hate then?
What son of a bitch is here?
You don't make any sense.
You don't even know who you hate.
You got a persecution call.
You're damn right I am.
You admit it! I admit I'm being persecuted.
Yeah, by whom?
By them!
But who specifically is them?
Every one of them!
Every one of who?
Every one of who do you think?
I have any idea!
Then how do you know they aren't?
That's sheer, what do you call it?
Sophistry.
Right, sophistry.
Like cataclysmic, what? Those bastards are trying to kill me!
No one's trying to kill you, sweetheart. Now, you deserve like a good boy.
Oh, yeah? Then why are they shooting at me, Milo?
They're shooting at everyone, you Yossarian.
And what difference does that make?
Look, Yossarian, suppose... I mean, just suppose everyone thought the same way you do.
Then I'd be a damn fool to think any different.
You know what you ought to do? You ought to have your head examined.
There's nothing wrong with it. Well, just look at it once, will you? Sorry, Yossarian, your head is okay.
Hi!
Please, don't do that.
Hot dog.
Yeah.
I want you to ground me.
Don't stop that again.
I don't want to fly anymore.
Why?
It's dangerous.
Listen, I told you. Let's get out of here.
I've flown 35 missions, for Christ's
sake.
Now that sadistic nut has raised the number up to 50. In any other outfit, I would have been rotated after 25. Doc, you've got to help me out.
Look, I'm due for rotation myself in a couple of months here. If I don't cause any trouble or break any rules. And one of the rules says I can't ground anyone just because he asks me to.
Can you ground somebody who's crazy?
Of course, I have to. The rule says I have to ground anyone who's crazy.
I'm crazy.
Who says so?
Ask anybody. Ask Daily, Doc, Nicholas. Hey, Orr, tell him.
Tell him what?
Am I crazy?
He's crazy, Doc. He won't fly with me. I take good care of him, but he won't. He's crazy, all right.
Wait up! Well,
you're damn crazy.
They're crazy.
And
why are
you crying them?
Why don't they ask me to ground them?
Because they're crazy, that's why.
He's all crazy!
Of course he is. He has to be crazy to keep flying after all the close calls he's had.
Then why can't you ground him?
I can, but first he has to ask me.
That's all he's got to do to be grounded?
That's all.
And then you can ground him?
No, then I cannot ground him. There's a catch. A catch? Sure, catch 22. Anyone who wants to get out of combat isn't really crazy, so I can't ground him.
Okay, let me see if I got this straight. In order to be grounded, I've got to be crazy. And I must be crazy to keep flying. But if I ask to be grounded, that means I'm not crazy anymore and I have to keep flying.
You've got it. That's catch 22. Woo!
That's some catch, that catch 22.
It's the best there is.
Good afternoon, men. This is Major Danby, your flight operations officer, welcoming you to today's mission. Now, you've all been briefed on this morning's run, so I won't go over the details again. There's no sense naming names, since the enemy is probably listening, and there's no reason I can think of to tell him exactly where we're going to strike.
That's the stupidest, understanding thing I ever heard him say.
That's right.
Weather conditions have improved tremendously over the mainland, so you won't have any trouble at all seeing the target. Of course, you mustn't forget, that means that they will have no trouble at all seeing you. I believe Colonel Cathcart would like to say a few words before takeoff, men. And so, without further ado...
Give me a chance!
Men, I'm not going to waste any more of your time than I have to. I want to wish you good luck on today's mission. To those of you who won't be coming back, I'd like to say we're going to do our best to take care of your wives and or sweethearts. And don't forget, General Treadle wants to see a nice, tight bombing pattern on those aerial photographs. Everyone ready to go?
Colonel Korn, I'd like you to stay in the control tower.
Sir?
Stay on top of this mission. It's a tough one. I'd like to know when my boys make target.
Yes, sir.
What is it, Lieutenant Minderbinder?
An egg, sir.
I know that, Lieutenant.
A fresh egg, sir.
Where did you get the egg?
In Boulder, sir. Where there are enough chickens to lay fresh eggs for every officer of the squadron. Profit of 2 cents per egg.
For whom?
Sir, for whomever sells the eggs to the mess.
And who may that be?
Ah, sir, oranges from Marrakesh and pecans.
Pecans?
And in Palermo, sir, 10,000 gallons of the finest Italian olive oil. The Sicilians need blankets. It would be a fair trade, sir. There's an interested party in Sardinia. All we need is the cooperation of the countries that we're dealing with.
What countries are you dealing with?
The African nations.
African?
Well, the countries in the greater Mediterranean area.
Oh, I see.
So, what we have is an additional assignment of personnel, a little time, and a plan. I have at my disposal. I can get the gas. If I was taken off combat duty, sir, that is just until I get this thing into operation.
But Milo,
I know, sir, that I'm just an acting mess officer, Colonel. But it's a job that requires my full attention, I believe. It's for everyone's benefit.
Well, all right. Take whatever you need, Milo.
Thank you, sir. You see, what I hope to do is to give the men in this squadron the finest cuisine in the entire world.
Uh-huh.
That's really something to shoot at, isn't it?
Yes, Milo, it certainly is.
With the Colonel's permission, I'd like to show him something I've had printed up.
Oh, well, what is it?
Just an idea, sir. It's a share.
A share?
In M&M Enterprises. I think if we can get my ideas into practice, it should be organized along the lines of a mark.
A bond?
Yes, sir. A syndicate. An enterprise. There are tremendous profits to be made, Colonel.
For us?
For everyone. I feel, sir, that what will be good for M&M Enterprises will be good for the country.
You'll have our full cooperation, Milo.
Thank you, sir. If I could take one of the planes this afternoon, I'd like to get this materiel over to Alexandria. There's a huge cotton crop this year.
Cotton?
Yes, sir. Cotton is a particularly liquid commodity.
How much?
We'll trade for it, sir.
With what?
Silk. 4,000 yards of silk.
How in the world did you get hold of so much silk?
Where the hell's my parachute?
Okay, all right. Which one of you bastards stole my parachute? Hello? Hello, this is the Bombardier here. We gotta turn back. Nately, we gotta turn back now. Nately! You hear me up there? We gotta turn back. Okay, we're gonna turn back now. Nately, let's turn back. We're gonna turn back.
What is it this time, you Sarian?
Some bastard stole my chute.
Anything the matter?
My parachute.
What about it?
It's gone.
Don't worry about it.
What do you mean, don't worry about it? What am I supposed to do if I have to bail out? Use my handkerchief!
That's the kind of humor in the face of adversity that keeps America strong. I like you, Yossarian.
Listen, Edmark, I'd like to kill you, but I haven't got time right now.
You gave my chute.
Huh?
And I gave it to Milo.
You gave it to Milo?
You got all the chutes. You got a hell of a deal going for silk in Alexandria.
Maybe I do have time to... Milo!
I'm stuck in a scene of coming.
They've seen us! Oh, God! They've seen us!
Better get ready to dump those eggs!
Dear, I'm all right. Help him.
It's, what's his name? The new gunner.
Snowden.
Yeah. Snowden.
Okay.
I asked how you were feeling.
Oh. Better, thank you. What about you?
Me? Fairly well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Except for a slight head cold. Had it for about a week, can't seem to shake it. Well, you know what they're like.
No, I don't. I've never really had a head cold. I've tried, but, can't seem to be able to get one.
Well, you're very lucky.
Yes, I suppose I am. Except for this piece of shrapnel I caught in my leg.
Yes. I've never caught a piece of shrapnel.
You're a chaplain.
Yes. Didn't you know that?
No, I didn't. I've never really seen a chaplain before. I had no idea chaplains looked like that.
Well, if I can do anything to help you, anything at all, you...
Anything?
Like books. Or, cigarettes. Toys?
No, I have everything I need. Thank you very much. You could do one thing for me.
What?
Well, if you could speak to Major Duluth.
The squadron commander.
Yes, and tell him I don't want to fly anymore.
Well,
he... Thank God's raising up my missions again. He's trying to kill us all, and I can't do it because I'm desperate.
But it's not my business.
I'm desperate!
I'll see what I can do. I really will. I'm going to do my best.
Sorry, sir.
What's your name?
Major, sir.
I didn't ask your rank. I asked your name.
No, sir. I'm a captain. My name is Major. Captain Major.
Just about as clear as mud, isn't it?
That's what it's just about as clear as, all right.
Well, listen, Captain, here's the point. You're familiar with Major Duluth, the squadron commander?
Yes, sir. He's a fine man, sir.
Was.
Sir?
Major Duluth is dead.
I'm extremely distraught to hear that, sir.
Well, you may be distraught, but he's dead. Shut down over Perugia this afternoon. That old teach me to go fooling around on bombing missions when he's supposed to be working in the office.
Sir, I don't see what all...
It means we're going to need a new squadron commander.
And you're the only major available on our headquarters staff.
No, Major is my name, not my rank.
That's close enough for me, Major. Consider yourself a major now.
Sir, I don't know anything about being a squadron commander.
We all have to make sacrifices, Major.
Sir, I'm improving horribly.
I know that, sir, but we all have to do our part, I guess.
Well, I don't like my part. Sergeant, I'm going to take the rest of the afternoon off and lie down in my tent and think about things.
Sir, there's someone waiting to see you.
Now?
Yes, sir.
Who is it?
Captain Tatman, sir. He's a group chaplain.
What does he want?
I don't know, sir. Something to do with Captain Yossarian.
Look, Sergeant... The job that I have to do is tough enough without having to deal all the time with a lot of people who want something. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, sir.
Suppose you're wondering about this.
No, sir. It's not my place to wonder.
I don't like people staring at me, Sergeant. People stare at me. Did you know that?
No, sir.
That's because they're thinking, who is that major that he gets to be squadron commander with without ever having flown in a plane?
Oh, I don't think people are thinking that, sir.
Well, they are. I have this on. They don't know who I am. Did you know in the Middle Ages, Sergeant, a lot of princes and kings used to put on disguises and walk around their subjects?
No, sir, I didn't know that.
Well, then I guess you don't know everything then, do you, Sergeant?
No, sir. Why did they do that?
Why did who do what?
Why did those princes and kings walk around in disguise?
How the hell am I supposed to know, Sergeant? I'm not some historian or anything. I'm just a guy... trying to do his job. Good afternoon, Sergeant.
Sir?
What is it now?
What do you want me to do with the chaplain?
Sergeant, from now on, I don't want anyone to come in and see me while I'm in my office. Is that clear?
Yes, sir. What do I say to people who want to come in and see you while you're in your office?
Tell them I'm in and ask them to wait.
For how long?
Until I've left.
And then what do I do with them?
I don't care.
May I send people in to see you after you've left?
Yes.
You won't be here then, will you?
No.
I see, sir. Will that be all?
Also, Sergeant, I don't want you coming in while I'm in my office asking me if there's anything you can do for me. Is that clear?
Yes, sir. When should I come in your office and ask you if there's anything I can do for you?
When I'm not there.
What do I do then?
Whatever has to be done.
Yes, sir.
Sergeant, I'm sorry to have to talk to you this way, but I have to. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you, sir. The Major will see you now, Father.
You don't have to call me Father.
Sergeant Talzer speaking. Will you go in? Yes, sir. Have it here, sir.
There's no one here.
Where?
In Major's office.
When?
When you go to see him. What I mean is you can't see him when he's there, when he's in his office. I've tried several times.
Well, when can you see him, ever?
Yes, 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 indeed you can see him when he isn't there. That is, he'll see you, all right, but only in his office and only when he's not there. The other times, when he's in, he's not there to be seen. Except when he's out.
What the hell are you talking about, Father?
Sir?
Get your ass in here, Padre. Are you describing some mystical experience you've had?
No, sir. It's just that there are some very peculiar things happening.
You haven't had any ecstatic visions or anything like that, have you?
No, sir.
Didn't see a burning bush, hear any voices, anything like that?
No, sir. It wasn't anything quite so extraordinary.
I hope not. I think we have to keep our supernatural episodes down to a minimum. With a war to win and all that. Do you get my meaning?
Absolutely, sir.
May I ask where we're going? Where we're going? You are going to Colonel Cathcart's office. Now, that's the general idea, Padre, now.
Is there anything wrong, sir? I mean, have I done anything?
I don't know, Padre. Have you? Are you and Captain Yossarian up to something?
I don't know what you mean, sir.
You don't? Huh? Well, then who does?
I don't know, sir.
You don't seem to know much about anything, do you, Father?
No, sir. Sir?
What is it?
It's not necessary to call me Father. I'm an Anabaptist.
Well, thanks for the correction. Thanks for setting me straight on that.
Oh, well, I just thought you'd like to know.
Listen, Padre, you're a captain, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And I'm a lieutenant colonel, is that correct so far?
Yes, sir, it is.
Then I guess I can call you just about anything I want to, unless, of course, you have some objections. Out!
Thank you, sir. Sir, do you think now...
Morning! Oh. Is there anything I can get you?
Morning, Lieutenant.
What?
Oh.
Do you need anything?
I think...
Any supplies?
No.
Whiskey, silk stockings, building material?
No, I have to see
leather
the
goods? Fresh fruit? The colonel has fresh fruit.
Well,
what about religious supplies?
As a matter of fact, Father, I know I can get my hands on an entire shipment of religious relics. Blessed by the Pope himself, the Germans wiped them and put them on the open market, as they understand it. The stuff includes the wrist and collarbones of some of your top saints.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Okay, look, if you need anything, just ask for Milo.
Well... I've never been issued a blanket.
Anything at all now.
Yeah? I think the colonel wants to see me.
He does?
I believe so. I'm Chaplain Tapman.
You're Chaplain Tapman? Well, have a seat. I'll tell the colonel you're here, Father.
Oh, it's not... You'd better get some dry things.
Oh, I will. As soon as the colonel is through with me. He just picked me up out of the sea.
Did?
I drifted for almost 3 days.
You should report to the hospital. You could catch pneumonia.
Oh, no. Not me. This is my fourth time.
How do you mean?
Well, I've had to put down in the Mediterranean once. Once in the Adriatic. Then I crash-landed one plane and I bailed out once.
You're very lucky.
That's what some folks say. The Sarian says they're going to start taking it out of my salary.
You're Sarian?
Yes, he's a friend of mine. Do you know him?
Well, yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I...
Captain Tapman.
Yes. Perhaps you shouldn't fly anymore.
It's good practice.
Tapman, the colonel is a very busy man.
Yes, yes, of course.
Well, Chaplain, we don't see much of you around here lately.
Well, sir, I try to stay out of the way as much as possible. I have a feeling that I make many of the men uncomfortable.
Nonsense. I can't imagine any man not enjoying the benefits of your presence. Unless, of course, they're atheists. I guess there's not much chance of that, though, is there?
What do you mean you don't know? Atheism is against the law, isn't it?
No.
It isn't? Well, then, it's un-American, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
Well, I am. And if I find any lousy atheists on this base, you can bet your ass they're soon going to stop believing in something. Yeah, but that's not why I called you in, Chaplain. I want you to take a look at this. Page 48. Now, you don't have to read the whole thing. I think you can get the point from the photographs. There's a full-page picture of a colonel in England whose chaplain conducts prayers before every mission. I see no reason why the Saturday Evening Post should not be interested in the story of my outfit. I want you to think of some nice, snappy prayers that will send the officers out feeling good. Can you do that?
I'll try.
Well, good. Let's get to it.
Yes, sir.
There's something else?
Sir, it may be none of my business, but I think that some of the men are particularly upset about the fact that you keep raising the number of missions that they have to fly.
You're right, Chaplain.
I am, sir?
You're right that it's none of your business. And it's none of their business either. Their business is to fly missions. Your business is to think of some short, catchy prayers that'll get me into the Saturday Evening Post. Now, good afternoon, Chaplain.
Yes, sir. Excuse me.
Excuse me, Padre.
Chaplain says the men are upset because I keep raising the number of missions.
Yossarian.
What?
It's that Captain Yossarian. He's always bitching, always making trouble.
What can we do about it?
What would General Dreidel do?
He'd crush him.
Tear him apart.
Smack him in the face.
Jab him in the kidneys.
Get rid of balls.
Keep your head down between your legs. Try to breathe deeply and deeply.
Oh!
Sorry, Captain. No. I know how that must feel.
I don't think so.
Try not to talk. Just think about nice things. Think about how lovely this here. How lovely everything could be if someone didn't always try to spoil it. Why do you always try to spoil it?
Because I love you.
Oh, I know that, Captain. I know that. This is wartime. We've got a job to do, soldier. We just can't give in to ourselves. Think how it is for me. One of a handful of women on an island with thousands of men. Men who are giving up their lives for our country. For me. Think about Captain Yossarian. What are you doing?
Listen,
I'm gonna die.
No.
What is it?
No, I can't afford it. Firmly enough, the advance is putting this town out of
mind.
The name of the town is Ferrara, and it's right around here. It's a very pretty town. On the coast, a swell view of the sea.
You are
on vacation.
Sarian, it's her.
Dreidel's
whack.
Particularly since, after today, if you do your job well, there won't be anything very much left of it anyway. Intelligence reports indicate that you shouldn't have to worry about flak and that kind of stuff. We were hoping for some new recon photos on enemy strength in that area. Unfortunately, they haven't arrived, but as I always say, no news is good news. A lot of you may ask yourselves, how come we're out to destroy a town that has no industry, no enemy bases, no strategic value to anyone?
Dead.
sitting in with us on today's briefing.
I don't want the men to pay any attention to me. Just carry on as usual.
Don't pay any attention to Dad. Just carry on.
Will you clam up? Don't call me Dad. Go right ahead with your briefing, Major.
Yes. Well, thank you, sir. I was just telling the men here that we...
Don't tell me. Tell them.
Tell the men, Danby.
Yes. I was just explaining why we're going to obliterate...
What about a chair?
Sir?
A chair.
I beg your pardon, General?
A chair! Doesn't anyone, for God's sake, know what a chair is? Can't you see a lady is standing?
A chair for Dad's... for the lady!
A chair!
Carry on.
What we're going to do now, Ben, is to synchronize our watches.
No.
We've all done this before. So I don't think we're going to have any problem. If everyone will be kind enough to look down at his wristwatch, we can begin. It is now 1115 hours minus 50, 49, 48, 47, 46, 45, 44, 43, 42, 41, 40, 39, 38, 37, 36, 35, 34, 36, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34, 35, 34 Four, three.
It's going to be very sorry.
Two, one.
Oh. Who is this man?
Major Danby, sir.
Danby, D-A-N-B-Y.
Take him out and shoot him.
Sir? I said take him out and shoot him. Can't you hear?
Yes, sir. Take Major Danby out and shoot him.
I think you better wait a minute, Dad.
What?
I don't think you can shoot him.
Why the hell can't I? Why not? You mean I can't shoot whoever I want to? Is that a fact?
I'm afraid it is, Dad.
Guess you think you're pretty smart, don't you, Moodus? That's because my half-wit daughter married you for God knows whatever bizarre reason.
Oh, no, Dad, it's just a big
deal. All right, let the insubordinate son of a bitch go, but get him out of here.
Better do something.
All right, man, I think we...
Thanks to General Field for visiting with us today and cheering us all up. In his honor, I'd like to make an announcement, which may be of interest. I know you men are all anxious to do your part, get the
here
war off. As of now, the number of missions required before you are eligible for rotation is raised to 75. I know we'll all do our best. Change.
What are you smiling at, you silly bastard?
Now I won't have to go home.
You what?
I can stay here. I don't have to leave her.
What are you saying?
I love her.
I do. I really do. Honest to God, I never felt anything like this before, not even for my mom.
Men don't fall in love with girls like that.
Men always fall in love with girls like that.
One or the other.
I'm going to take her back to Long Island with me.
But you don't really love her. You think you love her.
How can you tell the difference?
Between what?
Between loving her and thinking he's in love with her.
You have to be objective.
Who's objective?
I am.
Oh, how come?
Because I'm not in love with her.
You mean you're thinking I'm in love with her?
That's right.
Then how can you tell the difference?
Wait a second.
Hey, look.
Look what happens, guys.
Come on, come on.
Monkey pie!
Let me go. Come on. Did you see what he did? Make him tell you what he did.
What'd you do, Alfie? Nothing. Nice girl. Very nice.
She wanted us to go home with her. She said she was going to show us a good time.
We had a good time, didn't we? We saw the Coliseum and a lot of other swell sights.
Why didn't you take her home?
Oh, come on now. I wasn't going to take advantage of a sweet kid like that. Well, Arthur's got some principles.
Arthur, you've got a diseased mind.
All she wanted to do was jump in a sack with somebody. What's the matter with you?
She's just a little mixed up, that's all. I gave her good talking.
He did!
Straighten her out and send her home.
He did!
You crazy bastard! You'll be beneath contempt.
He's got a dirty mind, hasn't he, Osarian?
The dirtiest.
Well, I don't see it that way.
Come on, you guys. They want us to go home with them.
How much?
It's a little run.
Snagley's horse kid's sister. Come on, I want to spend some time with my girl.
I'll pay for all of us.
Why don't you give her $30 and send the other two away?
Isn't she'll be angry with me for making her work for money? She said that if I really loved her, I'd send her away and sleep with the other two.
I swear, you fellas.
Come on, you Sarian, let's go.
Go on, you go.
What's wrong?
What isn't wrong?
Two more missions and we're on our way home.
Are you kidding? You out of your mind? You know what's going to happen.
No. There's a whole bunch of replacement pilots that just came into Naples yesterday.
Who says?
Milo says. He just came from there with 20 truckloads of coconuts.
We're never going to see those replacements. We're never going to see those coconuts.
Cathcart wouldn't dare raise the number of missions again.
Who's going to stop him?
Somebody will. Come on.
Presenting these men with medals for doing a lousy job. Is that right?
I don't think that's quite the situation.
Well, I want an answer from you. I'll look at you, which will be as seldom as possible.
General, I think I can explain it.
You're damn well better.
See, yesterday's mission was to bomb a town called Ferrera.
Ferrera?
Why Ferrera? What do you mean, why Ferrera? You know what Ferrera is? It's a town on a hill. You know what's in that town? 5 minutes to target. What's in it? Nothing.
What?
Nothing's in it. No Germans, no munitions, no railroad crossing, no harbor, nothing.
Nothing at all?
No, except people and
on the ocean?
Yes, sir. A marvelous bomb pattern. We have aerial photographs if you'd like to see them.
Are you telling me we're going to decorate a bunch of men who dropped 20 tons of very expensive bombs on the Mediterranean?
Well, sir, if you consider the alternative...
The alternative is that we take the whole crew of numbskulls out and shoot them.
Might be a problem there, sir.
All right. I know. If we can't shoot the sons of bitches, we can court-martial them. See that they rot in some stockade.
Well, sir, we felt that a court-martial might get unavoidable publicity. And if we got around that we used one of our missions to bomb the ocean...
You don't have to say anything more, Colonel.
Ten, hut! For distinguished duty, in the face of overwhelming... something odd.
Odds.
This air medal is awarded to Captain J.S. McQuack!
Come on, come on. All right, McQuack, what are you waiting for? A kiss? Get back in there.
And on the double!
For meritorious action in the face of concentrated enemy fire. Captain... What's this?
Come on, Dumbo.
Yossarian, sir.
Yossarian!
Unless I miss my guess, Captain, you're out of uniform. What are you looking at? Get back in the car, you smirking slut. Why aren't you wearing clothes, Captain?
I don't want to.
What do you mean you don't want to? Why the hell don't you?
I don't know. I just don't want to.
Why isn't he wearing clothes?
He's talking to you.
Why isn't he wearing clothes, Major?
Why isn't he wearing clothes, Sergeant?
A man was killed in his plane over Avignon last week and bled all over him. His clothes haven't come back from the laundry yet.
Where are his other uniforms?
They're in the laundry too, sir.
Where is his underwear?
In the laundry, sir.
That sounds like a lot of crap to me.
It is a lot of crap, sir.
Sir, you have my word for it. This man will be punished severely.
What the hell do I care? If he wants to receive a medal without any clothes on, what the hell business is it of yours?
It's my sentiments exactly, sir.
Here's your medal, Captain. You're a very weird person, Yossarian.
Thank you, sir.
You are giving me these?
Yes.
Perché?
Because you're very beautiful and because your name is Luciana. That was my mother's name.
But my real name is Eleonora Rosanna. I only call myself Luciana.
Hey! My mother only called herself Luciana. Her real name was Eleonora Rosanna.
I don't believe you.
I don't blame you.
What you get this for?
Will you believe me if I tell you the truth?
Yes.
Okay. I was awarded that particular medal for killing fish.
Uh-huh. You have killed many fish.
Oh, yes. I am one of the biggest. I am perhaps... In fact, I am the most renowned killer of fish in the whole United States Army Air Force.
Okay. I dance with you. But I won't let you sleep with me.
Who asked you?
You don't want to sleep with me?
I don't want to dance with you.
You're crazy.
Hmm? That's not...
What shall you put your hands, G.I.?
My name is Yossarian.
What shall you put your hands, Yossarian?
It's, what's his name? The new gunner.
Snowden.
Yeah. Okay. You're gonna be okay.
Cold.
Cold. There.
Starting to hurt me.
Okay. Hang on. I'll get you some morphine.
Good to see you. When'd you get out of the hospital?
Never mind about the hospital. We got a couple of things to talk about.
How you feeling? How's the leg? I'm sorry I didn't get over to visit you, but I've been in Naples all week.
Milo!
Yeah?
I want to know about that parachute.
What parachute?
My parachute! The one I'm supposed to use if I got to jump out of a plane.
Ah, that parachute. I think you have to remember, Yusarian, that your parachute was just one of 50 or 60 parachutes taken over by the syndicate.
I don't give a damn about the syndicate.
Here, have a tomato.
I don't want all your goddamn tomatoes. I want to know about
my
parachute.
They're not my tomatoes. They're the syndicate's tomatoes. Our tomatoes, just as these are our statues. In fact, that's where your parachutes went.
All the parachutes.
You traded my parachute for a bunch of statues?
Well, no. In point of fact, I traded our diesel engines for the statues.
I don't have any diesel engines.
I didn't say your, I said our. I got the diesel engines for 2 plane loads of lumber and 100 pairs of shoes and the parachutes.
Milo, I don't think the men in this squadron will be very happy when they find out what you've been doing.
Well, for heaven's sake, don't they understand? We're gonna come out of this war rich.
You're gonna come out rich. We're gonna come out dead.
What does he want?
Who?
Hungry Joe.
What is the matter?
I got a feeling. I think it is.
What?
Come on.
What is it?
I don't know, but if it's what I think it is...
Just McWatt.
I know it's just McWatt. That Fats has been doing that to me for months.
He's jealous of her.
Because she likes you better than him?
No, she likes him better.
Then why did she go out with him?
Because she can't stand him!
Good old McWatt.
What about him?
He's carrying me on his manifest. Every time he goes up, he files my name as a passenger. That way I can get my flight pay without having to do anything stupid like going up in a plane.
Look!
What does he say?
Coming back!
Who was it?
Hungry Joe.
A new photographer from the group.
Is there anything I can do?
Look what's still up there.
And Dr. Nika's up there, too.
I'm right here.
Come on down, McQuad.
I'll be afraid to come down. He knows what kind of trouble he's in.
Cut his engine.
McQuad!
Why doesn't Danica jump? He's got to shoot.
I'm right here, Sergeant. I'm not in the plane.
Jump, Doc! Jump!
Jump. Jump, Doc.
Please, jump.
Jump. Jump.
too hungry, John.
Hungry for what?
For a doc. Yeah. For a doc.
I'll need a full report on this, Captain Yusarian.
Yusarian? I haven't seen you in some time. Not since...
Snowden's funeral.
Snowden.
And do you want to say something, sir?
What?
I just wondered if you wanted to say anything.
No. I didn't actually know the young fellow. It was his first mission. Did you know him, Danby?
No, I don't think I ever heard the name. What was it?
Snowden, I think.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'll just read something.
Yes, you do that. Is something wrong?
No. I just thought I saw something.
Naked man in a tree?
Yes, that's it.
That's just Yusarian.
Oh. Well, in that case, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
Hey! I've been looking all over for you.
You should have looked for me in this tree.
I don't want to butt in or anything, but I just wondered why you weren't wearing your uniform.
I don't want to.
Uh-huh. Yusarian, I want you to do something for me. I want to serve this to the men. Taste it and let me know what you think.
What is it?
Chocolate-covered cotton.
What, are you crazy?
No good, huh?
Why didn't you even take the seeds out?
Is it really that bad?
It's cotton!
They've got to learn to like it.
Why?
Look, I saw this great opportunity to corner the market in Egyptian cotton. How was I supposed to know there was going to be a glut? I've got 100 warehouses stocked with this stuff all over the European theater. I can't get rid of a penny's worth. People eat cotton candy, don't they? Well, this stuff is better. It's made out of real cotton.
Milo, people can't eat cotton.
They've got to. It's for the syndicate.
It will make them sick. Why don't you try it yourself if you don't believe me?
I did, and it made me sick.
Look at that. Looks like a funeral.
They're burying that kid that got killed in my plane the other day.
Oh? What happened to him?
He got killed.
What?
I said he got killed.
I'm sorry. He was your friend.
Maybe, I don't know. He was very old.
But he was a boy.
Well, he died. You don't get any older than that. Where do you work?
I'm not a whore.
I didn't say you were.
I work in a big American company.
Me too.
You answer me again.
Mm.
Why?
Why not?
You think I'm beautiful?
I think you're perfect.
Oh, that's not true.
It is true.
Oh. See?
Jesus, how did you
get? I read.
Germans?
Americani. You do not want me now.
What are you talking about? I want you now. I want you everything. I want you to marry me.
You're crazy.
Why am I crazy?
You can't want to marry me.
Why not?
Because I'm not a virgin.
What's that got to do with it?
Nobody wants to marry with a girl who's not a virgin.
I do. I want to marry you.
Not possible.
Why not?
Because you're crazy.
Why am I crazy?
Because you want to marry me.
Wait, you won't marry me because I'm crazy, and you say I'm crazy because I want to marry you, right?
See?
You're crazy.
Why?
Because I love you. Ti amo molto.
How can you love a girl who is not a virgin?
Because I can't marry you.
Why you can't marry me? Just because you're not a virgin?
No. Because you're crazy.
You crazy.
You are crazy.
You are crazy.
Why are we crazy?
Because you don't know how to stay alive. That's the secret of life.
But we have a war to win.
Ah, but America will lose the war. Italy will win it.
America's the strongest nation on earth. The American fighting man is the best trained, the best equipped, the best fed.
Exactly. Italy, on the other hand, is one of the weakest nations on earth. And the Italian fighting man is hardly equipped at all. And that's why my country is doing so well, while your country is doing so poorly.
That's just silly. Italy was occupied by the Germans and is now being occupied by us. You call that doing well?
Of course I do. The Germans are being driven out and we're still here. In a few years you'll be gone and you will still be here. You see, Italy is a very poor, weak country. That is what makes us so strong. Strong enough to survive this war and still be in existence long after your country has been destroyed.
What are you talking about? America is not going to be destroyed.
Never.
Well?
Rome was destroyed. Greece was destroyed. Persia was destroyed. Spain was destroyed. All great countries are destroyed. Why not yours? How much longer do you think your country will last? Forever?
Well, forever is a long time, I guess.
Very long.
Ciao!
Please, we're talking.
We go to bed now?
No. Hey, would you go put some clothes on? You're practically naked. I wish she wouldn't walk around like that.
It is her business to walk around like that.
That's not nice.
Of course it's nice. She's nice to look at.
This life is not nice. I don't want her to do this.
When we go to America, Natalie? When we go to America, Natalie?
You would take her to America? Away from a healthy, active life? Away from good business opportunities? Away from our friends?
Don't you have any principles?
Oh, of course not.
No morality?
Oh, I'm a very moral man. And Italy is a very moral country. That's why we will certainly come out on top again if we succeed in being defeated.
You talk like a madman.
But I live like a sane one. I was a fascist when Mussolini was on top. Now that he has been deposed, I am anti-fascist. When the Germans were here, I was fanatically pro-German. Now I'm fanatically pro-American. You'll find no more loyal partisans in all of Italy than myself.
You're a shameful opportunist. What you don't understand is that it's better to die on your feet than to live on your knees.
You have it backwards. It's better to live on your feet than to die on your knees. I know.
How do you know?
Because I am 107 years old. How old are you?
I'll be 20 in January.
If you live.
Ciao, you're Celia.
How are you? How are you? We gotta go back. All the leaves have been canceled.
Ciao, you're Sarah.
Hello, hello, my dear.
You give me a dollar?
Mm-hmm.
I pay you back when we get to America.
Okay, just one. Just one. One! Give me that. Yeah. Come on, Dobbs. Milo's gonna fly us back.
Why are the leaves canceled?
I don't know. Milo says the base is on some kind of alert. Oh, yeah. Cathcart raised the number of missions to 80.
80?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's mad because Captain Orr lost another airplane.
Where?
Ditch coming back from Bologna, went down in the Mediterranean.
Air Sea Rescue out there?
Yeah. They picked up everybody but Orr.
I'll be through in a minute.
No, you won't. You always say that, and every time you go right in, I gotta watch you fitting some microscopic thing into that masterpiece of junk you're always messing around with.
Then I guess you haven't seen it.
What? You guess I haven't seen what?
A little square gasket about this big. It was here a minute ago. Have you seen it?
No.
Then I'll have to start all over again.
Please don't do that.
Why?
Because it gives me a terrible pain.
Why?
Why what?
Why won't you fly with me?
What else I got to do with the pain in my chest that you and your teeny bolts and bouncing gaskets give me?
Well, it's got everything to do with it.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Just that if you were smart, you'd fly with me.
You've already cracked up 3 planes.
4. I'm a good pilot.
I don't want to end up in the ocean.
You thank me.
Pick any job?
For finishing a stove. Winter's coming. You have heat, hot water. You'll be able to boil eggs and everything.
What do you mean me? Where are you going to be?
I don't know. Here and there.
Or there isn't anyone in this squadron who wants to fly with you. You're a one-man disaster area.
They're crazy.
I agree with them.
You're crazy.
He's dead.
Who's he?
Nobody you know. He's just a kid from my hometown. He died a few minutes ago. They came all the way from the States to see him. Get in the bed, will you?
What?
Look, his mother and his father and his brother flew all the way here. They know he's dying.
So what do you want me to do?
Be him.
Oh,
Just for a few minutes, then they'll go away. You're Sarian. They came 5,000 miles to see you before you die.
What are you talking about? I'm not dying.
Of course you're dying. We're all dying.
But, Doc, they'll know. They came here to see their son.
They'll have to take what they can get. One dying boy is just as good as another. Or just as bad.
Doc, it won't work.
Look, these people have come a long way, and I don't want to disappoint them. I'm sentimental about old people.
What if they start crying?
They probably will start crying. I'll wait right outside the door, and if it starts getting steady, I'll come in and break it up.
I don't think it's going to work.
Look, do this for me, and I'll do something for you.
Will you ground me?
You know I can't.
What do you mean? You can fill out a slip that says I'm on the verge of a nervous collapse and send it to the group, can't you?
Sure I can. But there's a catch.
Catch 22.
Yes. Yeah. Group has to approve my action, and group isn't going to. They'll put you right back on combat status and send me to rot in the Pacific Ocean.
Oh, my God. Here they are.
Start dying. Do this for me, and I'll send you to Rome on a 5-day R&R.
Yossarian.
His name's Yossarian, Ma. Yossarian. Don't you recognize me? I'm your brother, John. Don't you know who I am?
Sure, I do. You're my brother, John.
Papa knows me. Yossarian, look. Here's Papa. Say hello to Papa.
Hello, Papa.
Hello, Harvey.
His name's Yossarian, Pa.
He looks so bad.
Very sick, Pa. Doctor says he's gonna die.
Harvey.
Ma, his name's Yossarian. He doesn't remember things too good anymore.
It's okay. She can call me Harvey if she wants to.
Harvey.
Don't worry, Yossarian. Everything's gonna be all right.
I know.
We came all the way from New York. We were afraid we wouldn't get here in time.
Time for what?
In time to see you before you died.
What difference would it make?
We didn't want you to die by yourself.
What difference would it make?
Now you must be getting delirious. You keep saying the same thing over and over again.
Harvey.
It's not Harvey, Ma. It's Yossarian.
What difference does it make? He's dying.
Listen, kid. It's not bad. I'm gonna put a tourniquet on it.
son of a bitch.
It's me, Nate Lee.
Nate Lee, what's happening? Jesus, it's 3:30 in the morning.
It's Dobbs. We've got to stop him.
What are we going to stop him for?
He's going to kill the colonel.
Cathcart?
Yes.
Dobbs is going to kill Colonel Cathcart?
He's just got a few more missions.
Oh, you're crazy. Crazy. You raise the number again and you know it. You know that.
You keep us flying missions till we're all dead.
Come on, Doc.
Oh, what the hell do you care, you crazy bastard? You don't want to go home because you're still in love with that greedy little whore.
Listen, you're not going to be talking about my fiancé.
I'm talking about the fiancé of any guy with 10 bucks that he's farmed.
It doesn't mind missing your dose of several nerve-shattering diseases.
I'm warning you, Doc.
The bony moans and groans on a dirty mattress.
Maybe.
Paisley? Paisley? Is that where you are? I think I heard him.
Oh, you'll be all right. Here he comes. Give me the gun.
No. Listen.
If you raise the number of missions again, I swear to God, I'll help you kill him.
Really?
I swear.
Well, that's very reasonable of you. You know, something's going on. Milo and the colonel, they're up to something.
What are you talking about?
They've been planning something up there.
What's he doing?
Something, I don't know.
Let's get right on target this time. Shoddy work will not do.
this military. What's good for M&M Enterprises? It's good for the Air Force.
What's the bomb?
We have to get rid of that cotton. The Germans promised to take it off our hands if we ran this mission for them. It's all part of the deal.
Here goes the officer, Bob.
You made a deal with the Germans to bomb our own base?
A contract is a contract. That's what we're fighting for.
This is Lieutenant Leinemeyer speaking. Will you clear the field, please? Following this bomb run, we will begin to strafe.
Strafe!
It's all part of the contract.
There goes headquarters!
Who's there?
You're not.
He will be soon if we don't get at that knife wound.
What's happening?
We're going to operate.
We're going to take a little look around inside you. We're going to clean you out and stitch you up.
Hey. You're Sarian. Hmm? You've got your pal.
Hmm? You heard me. You've got your pal.
Who's my pal? Who's it?
What's he saying?
Oh, something about his pal. Who's his pal?
I don't know. Maybe it's Nately.
Nately's dead.
Like something's happened.
Well, I gotta go find Nately's off. I gotta tell her he's dead. Want to come with me?
Not now. I promised this young lady some stockings and cigarettes.
Oh, yeah?
For her family, I know. First class people.
Okay. I'll see you later.
Yes, we're going. Up to my room. Hey, Sarah, you better get off the streets pretty soon. It's almost curfew. You don't even have a pass.
The poor young girl, all gone, taken away.
Well, who took them away?
The Whiteheads.
The Whiteheads, the MPs?
Yes, the MPs.
Where did they take them?
Who knows? All gone.
Where's the old man?
Gone.
Gone where?
Dead.
What?
He was alive 1 minute, then he was dead.
Can't be.
Why not?
Well, where did they take the girls? Did they arrest them?
I don't know. They just came in and took them.
They must have had a reason. They couldn't just barge in here and drag them away.
No reason.
What rights do they have?
Catch 22.
What did you say?
Catch a 22.
What the hell are you talking about? How do you know it was catch 22?
The girl said, "Why are you taking us away?" The man said, "Catch 22." The girl said, "What right do you have?" The man said, "Catch 22." All they kept saying was, "Catch 22. Catch 22. What does it mean?
Didn't they show it to you? Didn't you ask them to read it to you?
They don't have to show us Catch 22.
Who says so?
The law says so.
What law?
Catch 22.
Pressures. If you understood anything about the basic laws of supply and demand.
Unbelievable bastard!
You want me to take you to her?
Who?
Nagley's whore. Isn't that who you're looking for?
You know where she is?
Of course I do. You knew better than that. That's not smart. Nately would never do anything that dumb.
He's dead.
It's too bad. He was a nice fellow.
But your boys made a nice direct hit on him.
But he died a rich man. He had over 60 shares in the syndicate.
What good is that? He's dead.
And his family will get it.
He didn't have time to have a family.
And his parents will get it.
They don't need it. They're rich.
Then they'll understand. Ask for number 33.
Hello, Yusarian.
I didn't know.
That they work for Milo. Everybody works for Milo.
Yeah. Well, he told me to ask for number 33.
$10, please. No towel, you said him.
Hello, you sir.
I could. Where's your sister?
There. You giving me a dollar?
Yeah.
We go to America soon?
Sure, kid.
Ciao, you said him.
Hi.
You make love now?
No. Listen. I have to tell you something.
Natalie?
Yeah.
He's coming?
No, not exactly.
We go to America soon?
Yeah. Listen.
Where we go?
Listen. Natalie's dead.
Brutto. Brutto. Stop!
Stop!
Stop! Stop!
It's not my fault!
Stop!
killed him.
Well, I had to do that after I raped her. I couldn't very well let her go around saying bad things about me, could I?
Well, what the hell do you have to touch her at all for, you dumb bastard? Why don't you get some girl on the streets?
No, not me. I never paid for it in my life.
Arthur, you insane? They're gonna throw you in jail. You just killed the girl. You threw her out the window. She's lying out there in the street!
She has no right to be there, you know. It's after curfew.
Don't you realize what you've done? You murdered a human being! They can hang you!
I hardly think they'll do that. Not the good old Arfie. I don't think they'd make such a fuss over one Italian girl when thousands of lives are being lost every day.
Arfie, listen. They're coming for you. They're coming to arrest you. You can't take the life of another human being and get away with it. Don't you understand that? They're coming to get you!
Captain Yossarian?
Yes?
You're under arrest.
But I...
You're AWOL.
We're sending you home.
Huh?
I said we're sending you home.
You know, Yossarian, you really have been making things terribly difficult for Colonel Cathcart. The men are unhappy. Morale is beginning to deteriorate. It's all your fault.
It's his fault for raising the number of missions.
No, it's your fault for refusing to fly them.
Haven't you got any patriotism? Wouldn't you give your life for your country? Wouldn't you give your life for Colonel Korn and me?
What have you and Colonel Korn got to do with my country? You're not the same thing.
You're a disgrace to your country. I'd like to know how you got to be a captain anyway.
You promoted me.
That has got nothing to do with it.
Captain, I'd like to appeal to your better judgment one more time. There's a mission about to start. Now, you can get your gear and get on that plane. And we'll just pretend that all of this never happened.
Yossarian, I want to make you feel proud to know that you served in an outfit that averaged more combat missions per person than any other. Don't you want to earn more unit citations and more oak leaf clusters on your air medal? I bet you want to contribute further to this fleet record by flying more missions.
No. In that case, we'll just have to send you home. Of course, there's one catch.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, we will issue orders sending you back to the States. And there's one thing you have to do for us in return.
That be.
Like us.
Like you.
Well, you'll be surprised how easy it is to like us once you begin. You see, Yossarian, we're going to put you on Easy Street.
I'm going to promote you to Major.
I'm going to give you another medal.
I'm going to glorify your exploits, send you home a hero.
You'll have parades in your honor.
You can make speeches, raise money for war bonds.
And all you have to do is be our pal.
Say nice things about us.
Tell the folks at home what a good job we're doing. Take our offer, Yossarian.
Either that or a court-martial for desertion.
What about the other men of the squadron? I'd be playing a pretty dirty trick on them, wouldn't I?
Happier when you're gone.
want to even think about you. They have a war to win.
Well, what the hell? If they don't want to fly any more missions, let them stand up and say so like I did.
Bombardier, I'm all right.
Then help him! Help him!
Close. Close. Close.
It's gonna be okay, kid. We'll be home soon.
I was Nately's whore. She tried to kill me because I told her about Nately.
But the colonel said that...
It's part of a deal I made with them. They send me home a hero, and I say wonderful things about them back in the States.
Oh.
That's a lousy deal, isn't it? Isn't it?
Well...
Isn't it?
I don't know. I'm not here to judge you.
What are you here for?
I'm
not too sure about that either. What would you do if you were me?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not you.
Imagine that you are me.
That's hard. Sometimes I even have trouble imagining that I'm me, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'm going to call the deal off. If they want to send me home, I can do it because I've flown over 50 missions, not because I'm a stellar son of a bitch.
They can't do that. They'd have to send home every man in the outfit.
That's their problem.
No, it's your problem because they'll court-martial you.
I'm afraid you're going to have to make the best of a bad situation.
No.
No what?
Listen, I've been lying in this bed for 3 weeks now, thinking about it. And all I know is that I don't want to go to prison, and I can't play Cathcart's game.
Well, what else can you do?
I can run away.
Your dessert?
Why not?
How would you ever get off the base? That's insane.
Sure, that's why it's the only sensible thing for me to do.
You're Syrian. They'll call you a coward. It's your country.
Oh, Christ, Danby. I've flown 55 missions. I've been fighting for my country for 3 years. Now I'm going to stop fighting for myself.
Suppose everyone felt that way.
Then I'd be a damn fool to feel any different.
Well, what would your friends say?
I haven't got any. Nately was blown to bits. McWatt killed himself. Hungry Joe's chopped in two. Dobbs disappeared. Aardvark's a murderer. Dr. Nick is a zombie. They're all gone. The only friend I had was Snowden. I didn't even know him.
What about Orr?
Orr's at the bottom of the sea. The fish ate him.
No, he isn't. Don't you know?
Know what?
Orr's in Sweden.
What?
After 16 weeks at sea, Captain Orr was found washed ashore by a trio of Swedish Girl Scouts.
It's a miracle.
Apparently, he rowed all the way.
He rowed?
Yeah, in that tiny little raft.
To Sweden? Think of that, all the way to Sweden?
He'll sit out the rest of the war.
It's a miracle.
It's no miracle. He has to have planned it.
He went to Sweden.
It's deliberately 4,000 miles away.
That's what he meant when he said the crash landing was good practice.
He was planning it all this time.
Practicing getting shot down in the sea.
On every mission that he flew.
No. That is a miracle. Practicing getting shot.
He might have. He might have.
Is he crazy?
If he made it, so can I!
We gotta stop him.
You're Syrian!
I can do it, Danby!
They'll catch you, they'll bring you back!
I can do it!
This is insane!
I can do it!
What about your clothes?
They'll never recognize me without my uniform!
You'll be on the run with no friends! You'll live in constant danger of betrayal!
I live that way now!
You're Syrian, for God's sake, hurry up!
So long, Chaplain!
How do you feel, you're Syrian?
Fine! Because I'm scared to death.
You'll have to keep on your toes every minute.
I'll keep on my toes.
You'll have to jump.
I'll jump.
Jump!